Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill, a little while ago, we had Elizabeth Fisher on the show, who is behind Sela Freedom, offers 12-month residential recovery programs, at-risk teen prevention programs, and outreach to survivors of sex trafficking, basically. And Elizabeth, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Told some chilling stories last time, by the way. Some really awful, awful things.
I know.
And no one thinks about it here in our hometown. You think about it as in another country and there's nothing going on here, which is totally not the case.
Not the case, sadly. Especially not Chicago.
Which, that really shocks me, honestly.
I know. And not just inner city Chicago, but all of Chicagoland and suburbs.
The more upscale suburbs, those that are not as fortunate, it really doesn't know any economic value, does it?
No, because the root is sexual abuse. And you guys just had a really huge trafficking bust in Naperville.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sexual abuse is one out of three little girls, regardless of where they live.
Yeah.
It's sick and it's scary. And you have brought a guest with you, Dr. Q.
Yes.
And you guys are doing something together?
Yes. Well, I thought since last time I told you all the gloom and doom, right, of what is happening and how this is
number five
city in the country for our own kids being sold for sex, I thought today I would come back with some highlights because there's some fabulous solutions. Our first house we now have, and it is not far from here at all. And then since I was here, we had a second home donated, 11 bedrooms. It's definite. And Dr. Q came with me to help find more people like him because he is able to clear trauma. As a counselor myself, I can never do. He has a special technique that literally within an hour to 2 hours, a girl that was so traumatized she couldn't sleep in a bed or in the dark, only in fetal position, goes back to being able to be restored on her path to healing. And it's like instant and no one believes it. So I'm like, I want you guys to hear the good of what we do, of why these girls will make it and why you want to help us get ready and rocking and rolling here.
All right, Dr. Q, I have to ask you, and this might be popping into other people's minds.
Sure.
These girls have been abused most of the time by men. How do they trust you? Seriously, I would imagine that would be a big wall right away.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the biggest thing that you're wanting to do is cause people to be in connection with you. So if you're able to listen to somebody and listen to who they really are and listen really to them as great, that they have all of the internal resources they need to deal with anything that's happened to them, then you're going to have a whole different way that you can frame a conversation with them.
We asked Elizabeth this question last time, but I would love to hear your take on this as well. I know that no two stories are alike, but is there a typical way that this happens? It just seems so foreign to most of us that this is going on in our own city, right under our own noses. But what happens that gets a girl, sadly, involved in a situation like this?
Well, unfortunately, the root causes come from early childhood sexual violence, whether that be from a friend, a family member, a relative, a cousin.
Yeah.
And lots of it comes from that stuff first. And then they're in a violent, unpredictable household, and so they leave it.
Yeah.
And that's when they get picked up by somebody who traffics them.
And I take us through it because I just can't imagine being abused by a family member that you're supposed to be trusting. Obviously, it sends shock through their system. But when they decide to go to sex trafficking, do they just kind of harden up and become a little colder to it and think this is just what I'm here for?
I think that there's two things that happen. Sometimes it's about them owning their own power. Like, it was done to me, and I'm doing it. Then the secondary problem with that is then they get hooked into the trafficking thing. Drugs sometimes get involved, and then it's not necessarily their own choice. But a lot of times at first, it's to own and have my own power.
Yeah, because especially, that's so true. The younger the girl is, the harder it is to get her out of it. Like when we get a girl that's just 18, 17, 18, 19, they're the hardest to help because they're still caught up in the, hey, I was worth a lot of money out there and people wanted me more than they wanted her. And
yeah.
I, you know, it justifies it in their head because they had to get that protective shell.
You just said young girls, 18 and 19, but sadly it goes a lot younger than that, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah. And those 12 to 14-year-olds that first start out in it, you know, we don't often see them. It's typically a child that runs away at 11 or 12, you know, they're caught up in it and they're within 48 hours approached by somebody. And those girls, when they're that young, they're
and vulnerable,
and they don't really surface. They're typically sold 15 to 40 times a day for 7 years. It's only when they're like 18, 19, that the guy that owns them is not as controlling, and he might send them out to also break into a house because they need a little more money. And these girls are getting arrested. And so they're getting all these charges, and law enforcement used to be like, oh my gosh, these girls, throw them in jail. And now they're like, oh, that's their backstory. Yeah. All these girls.
So are they doing this obviously to get money and to survive, but because finally they feel that someone cares about them, even though it's false?
Because the girls don't get the money. The girls don't get the money at all. Like one of the girls that we dealt with had gotten scalped because she tried to hide some of the money. Because when they realize, okay, he really might not love me, but how the heck do I get out of here? They might try to hide some money. And so he's had girls that we've sent him that have been left for dead in garbage bags. Scalped, we have to go pick them up. The police have them with, I mean, on the brink of death, a lot of these girls, because they wanted to escape. So they don't get the money, but it is the belonging.
Is, forgive me for not knowing this, but I don't know this. Is there any difference between prostitution and sex trafficking? It's the same, isn't it? Or is it different?
It just bleeds into, yeah. Right. Any child sold for sex under the age of 18 is automatically child trafficking. And if they're 18 and older, you have to prove force, fraud, or coercion. But that can almost always be proved coercion because they were sold as a minor. Yeah. And it's just continuing the only life they know.
And how do you get them out of this life? I mean, if they're busy and working right now, they're not listening to WGN radio right now. How do you get your message out there?
Well, now we partnered. Law enforcement knows. The outreach agencies know. And then once a girl hears about us, you know, this is what we're hoping is going to happen in Chicago. We have such street cred in Florida that the girls know I could run to Sailor Freedom. Good. I could run to law enforcement.
And this is where it originally started
in
Florida.
Yeah, we started in Florida. And so they know that there's a Dr. Q waiting on the other side. They know that if I could just, so girls will say to us, I was waiting for a bed to open because I knew if I didn't get in, I'd probably die out there this time. So we want the word to spread. So for all the agencies, we'll start holding collaborative meetings here so they learn more. And that's why I wanted Dr. Q to come, because that's the missing piece that a lot of people don't have the benefit of having in their program, is that rapid change part that he can do with the neuro reset.
It's dangerous, possibly even life-threatening, though, for them to escape, isn't it?
Well, you know what, like for what we do with the housing, the reason we're starting housing 18 plus here is because there's nothing for, and most of the girls that are circling the jails are 18 to 26.
Yeah.
Jail's not where they need to
be. Oh, no. But an 18, 19 year old that comes to us, we were used to be like, oh no, the traffickers are going to be looking for us. No, they're looking for their next 11 year old. Our girls
old. They move on.
Oh yeah. Our girls all used up. They don't, no one cares. And it's pathetic. Yeah. So
people listening in the area right now, in the Chicago area, what can they do to get help for someone they know or to get help for themselves?
Well, we have a volunteer meeting Friday being held in Northfield. We call them Connect Team meetings. So if they go to our website, selahfreedom.com, S-E-L-A-H, freedom.com, they can get information. If they click on the top left, it says regions, and click on Midwest. There's all the information there. But 11 a.m. on Friday, there is a Connect Team meeting. Dr. Q will be there. We're looking for a therapist that might be trained. And you could speak more to this.
Sure.
Of what we're looking for. But anyone that wants to get involved, show up at 11 a.m. in Northfield. And the information is on the website. And then I'm doing a TED Talk at the end of the month. If they want to just bring someone because they don't believe it, they need to hear it again.
Yeah.
And the TED Talk, where does that take place?
That's going to be in Oak Park.
Oh, so you're going to be here for a while then?
I'm here almost all of October if anyone needs me. Right. Yes. But we're looking for therapists. Say just the piece, the words.
Yeah. So I mean, certainly if there are therapists that are trained in rapid trauma resolution, that has tenets based in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, the essence of it is this. The research with neuroscience tells us that when a memory moves from the long-term stores into the present moment, it's changeable. So the problem with trauma is that it gets coded at such a deep level that regular talk therapy about processing doesn't actually heal those wounds.
Because it's just in too deep.
Yeah.
It ingrains it. Yep.
Exactly. So what we've got to do is we've actually got to unplug that memory so that the brain reads it as data about something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when that memory comes into the long-term stores, if you keep the person emotionally present, when they're recalling it, it's going to change at a deeper coding the way that memory is for the person. The pain that was attached to it is gone, and they're no longer haunted by the stuff that they went through.
Please tell me.
That is so deep. It's so cool. I'm sorry.
I have gone through it, and I'm a therapist. I have a master's level clinician as well, and I have talk therapy and talk, cry, 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 talk, cry, cry. Ridiculous. He doesn't even let you cry And it also.
But what if you do cry?
You
what?
Can, but he taps into something that's a piece of a memory that you didn't even think is significant, and all of a sudden, I mean, it's and you leave after that 1-2 hour session changed.
What if they've blocked it out?
They don't have to know what it was. I mean, the interesting thing is the body keeps score,
yeah,
and our mind knows which experiences still are active. And our body knows how to heal itself. It's just about, just like a bone heals when we set it and then put the cast around it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for the emotional wounds. They heal from the inside out, not like traditional therapy from a top-down approach.
Is it possible, please tell me it's possible at some point for somebody who's endured this for years to live a fairly normal life? Is it possible?
I think it's possible and not just possible, but probable.
Yeah, good.
When you're able to get the impact that those haunting experiences have had cleared and gone,
yeah,
they're not going to reactivate for the person. Then you can do other kinds of training and education, which Sayla does with their girls,
yeah,
so that they can be self-sufficient. They learn skills that they can take care of themselves. Without getting the trauma cleared, it's really hard, yeah, to learn those self-care skills.
Now, is this a type of hypnotherapy? Is this regular therapy? How does this work where you can delve into some memory that they don't even know they have?
Well, what I would call it is we're using a variety of accelerated healing methods. So, yes, does it take tenets from rapid trauma resolution, the neuro-linguistic programming, the hypnosis? It takes tenets from all of that, but really it's a conversation. If you start to explain to somebody...
I am blown away by this, by the way. I mean, I'm serious.
Oh, but it, yeah, works. It's, mm-hmm, amazing. I wouldn't do what we do without it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you start to explain to somebody why the troubling experience has continued to haunt them and how we're able to get it better, then you can make those adjustments. Lots of times people think that I'm troubled because that was awful. But they're not troubled because it was awful. They're troubled because part of their brain never got that it stopped. The error is a computer glitch that their brain never got that it's over. That's why thoughts about it will trigger emotion. That's why reminders of it will trigger emotion. Once that deeper part of the brain gets unplugged, mm-hmm, and it's read as memory data, it no longer has the emotion and it no longer will reactivate for that person.
Is there an element of, we always hear about people who are abused, sometimes women, sometimes kids. There's some self-blame. There's an element of self-blame. Is that a big part of this?
Well, I would say that yes, without a doubt. There's the I hate myself. There's the guilt. There's, yeah, the shame. There's the pain and the anger.
Yeah.
There's the feeling like I need to forgive the perpetrator or try to forgive myself.
Uh-huh.
And the good news with all of that stuff is that you're able to get rid of the shame, the guilt, the self-hatred. I worked with one of the survivors at Sayla, and she had so much self-disgust, not just about being trafficked, but then some of the things that she wound up doing, that like she hated herself. And when we got that changed and it all lifted from her, her face literally changed. She looked like a different person. And she said, like, I'm awesome. Like, I'm okay. Like,
she got it, she finally. Did.
Like, it changed for her.
Now, is this
she
something...
She got freedom.
Is it similar? And I'm trying to just kind of put this in common terms where more people could understand it. Say, for instance, someone has anorexia. They're very, very thin. They look in the mirror. They still say, I'm heavy. I got to keep losing weight. Is it the same kind of thing where all of a sudden, if they realized their problem's over with, they can move forward?
I would say one other piece to that, because yes, that is a very good way to represent it, but I would say that it needs to change at an emotional level, not at a talk and tell myself level. So where we want to make changes for people is at a deeper feeling level, because then it changes how I think. If I try to change how I think to change how I feel, it doesn't work, because I can know that I shouldn't feel bad, but I still do.
Right. Okay. That makes sense to, mm-hmm, me.
Yeah.
All right. We have to take a quick break. This is fascinating to me. We're talking to Dr. Q. We have Elizabeth Fisher here, and she is behind Sayla Freedom. You can go to SaylaFreedom.com. It's S-E-L-A-H Freedom.com. Find out more about these recovery programs and all the work she's put into it. It's your baby. We'll continue talking. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. We're talking about sex trafficking. Ugly, ugly story. Elizabeth Fisher is here making a return visit. And Dr. Q, Dr. Jason Quintel telling us stories about this. And finally, there is some hope, thanks to you guys. Things are getting, it's, like I said, it's a devastating tale, but you guys are showing that there is hope out there. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate you. It.
And we have basically Sela Freedom helps girls that have gotten out of the business, and you give them a place to live, because I can only imagine, okay, finally, I ran away. What do I do? Where do I go? Is someone going to try and find me? That's what Sela Freedom's about, isn't it?
Well, it's about getting those poor girls that have been trapped in it. Most of our girls have been in it for at least 7 years by the time they get to Sela Freedom. And the wait list, the minute we open our doors, there's going to be a wait list for these poor girls, you know. So I would really encourage people. There's so many ways to help and get involved. Like, it might not be money. Everybody might not want to just dish out money to help us, you know, do more. But, like, the new home that we're opening, bedrooms need to be sponsored. You can adopt a room, get it ready like you would your daughter's dorm room, two mm-hmm. twin beds, and paint it.
That's kind of fun, really, for someone who has some extra money
right?
that wants to help.
Yeah, because people are like, oh, it's so depressing. I don't know what I could do. I'm like, well, then go on our registry and help buy some kitchen gadgets. You mm-hmm. can shop.
Yeah, that's fun to do, and you're helping someone else. So yeah. to get on your registry and to volunteer your services, and Dr. Q, you're helping these girls in a way no one else can. But if there maybe are therapists or clinicians that are listening right now that want to jump on board, all this information can be found on the website?
Yes, and we would encourage them to come to the meeting on Friday.
Give some more details on that again. That's Friday at 11 a.m. in Northfield.
Yep, from 11 a.m. to 12:30. It's being held at a school out there. It's called Christian Heritage Academy. They have a nice big room we're using. And if someone cannot make that meeting, they could just email from our website, info@sailorfreedom.com, and Dr. Q will set up time with them. We want to get people that – there are people here that have this skill set that he has.
Yeah.
We are just now ready for them. We want to raise them up so in 30 days when our program starts, they're on board.
Good. And talk about the TED Talk really quickly, too. That's October the 27th.
It's October the 27th. It is in Oak Park. The theme this year is – it's time. So it fits well to say it's time, you guys. Let's look again. Here's what's really happening. And it could be the girl next door.
You don't even think about it here. I know I sound foolish saying that, but you don't. You think it's happening somewhere else and not here.
That girl, that country, that problem over there.
Yeah.
And it's not just the city. It's the suburbs as well. You said Naperville has a big problem.
Yeah. There's a video out about a girl that grew up in the North Shore. Yeah.
All right. Give the website again. Spell it. Give it correctly, because people who want to help or just want to maybe you know someone.
Oh,
maybe
my gosh.
You want to help
so
someone.
Many things. Absolutely. Everything's on the web. SelaFreedom.com. So S like Sam, E L like Larry, A H like happy.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom.com.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth Fisher. We hope to keep in touch with you. And you started in Florida and now there is a residence here.
Yep.
And there will be another one opening
soon. Second one, 11 bedrooms.
Where's the one that's open currently? Or you can't really give locations.
Well, they're safe houses. So I can tell you from where we're sitting right now, it would probably take a half hour to get there. Mm. I won't tell you what direction.
Yeah,
and then the second home is a good, 45 minutes from there. So we give them the two stages. Come to one home, see if you're really, really ready. And if you're not, that's okay. Come back, leave and come. But if they're really, really ready, they come to the main residential and it's 12 months of everything you've ever given your own child.
That's how naive I am. I'm like, oh, where's the location?
And no,
I'm sorry. I just, I'm unaware of this.
I could tell you, but.
Yeah. Right.
And for some people that, honestly, there are a few people who don't have computers, is there a phone number that they can reach out to you?
Yes. We have you can call 941-677-8840.
Why don't you give that one more time?
941-677-8840.
Continued success with this great project that
thank
you've brought
you.
To us, and thank you for it.
Thanks for the opportunity. We'll keep you
posted.
Thanks
for having us here.
We appreciate it.